So allow yourself to be sitting. If you can, find your zits bones, or sort of strong bones in the buttock and your back straight but not stiff, and your head tucked in a little bit, your tongue sort of at the edge of your palate where it touches your teeth, your eyes looking down. And so we start with aligning ourselves, the base of the spine, column of the spine, the peak of our crown of our head, all in alignment, all supported by what we're sitting on. We're supported by the earth. We're connected to the center of the earth. Some people find it useful to imagine some actual connection, whether it's a metal or a cord or a strand of something, something that allows you to feel rooted, connected. Allow the seat that you're on and your spine to be the basis of your support. See if you can allow yourself to have your spine do its work and not feel that you need to be doing a lot of work. If you're sitting on a seat, you might seat a little bit forward so that you're not bouncing into the back of the chair, which can obstruct the flow of energy. And we want to cultivate awareness, which is really attention towards the process of breathing, with the action of resting and the process of breath being the beginning part of what you do, and then resting in the process of breathing is the second part you do. So you're placing the attention and then resting in the process of breathing. If it's comfortable for you to do it, you can do this in your belly or in your chest or in your heart area or in your nostrils, whatever feels comfortable for you. And if thoughts are coming and going, you can just let them come and go. And if you get thoroughly absorbed in some train of thought, when you collect yourself again, just maybe make a note, distraction, distraction, and bring your attention back to placing it on the breath and then resting in the process of breathing to the point of your being one with the process of breathing. And it's okay if there are thoughts coming and going. We're not actively trying to control our thinking. So do this for a few minutes. And bring to mind someone that you care for. And maybe think about what it is that you care about them, what characteristics you enjoy and appreciate. What they've done to make themselves endearing. And so you have an image in your mind of someone. It is an image. So with respect to this image, which is a kind of a snapshot made up of maybe several real experiences, but it's a kind of static entity, it's a representation. See if you can imagine certain things changing about this person that change your attitude from attachment to neutrality and from neutrality to even aversion. What might occur to this person, or what might they do to make you either neutral or aversive to them? Just play around with that. And similarly, call to mind somebody who's been really negative to you, really mean, nasty, or harmful, or even in theory wants to be harmful to you. And imagine what could move you to neutrality and ultimately liking this person. And finally, is there someone who's neutral who you think something they could do could be both lead you to really like them, or something they could do that would lead you to really be aversive to them? Somebody you may run across in the shop or on the street. And then bring these same three people together in front of you and see if you can bring the close person to just some kind of neutrality by them doing something, imagining that something might change about them, some characteristic, some physical attribute, some moral quality. And the person who's wanting to harm you, can you bring them to neutrality? Some change of appearance or some moral quality? And the neutral person you can leave just neutral. And have some sense of what that neutrality that's arising might feel like. Just be with a sense of, in theory, your image of these people could change. The liked person could be neutral in your mind, the harmful person neutral, and the neutral person can be neutral. And just feel what neutrality feels like. And just allow yourself then to rest for a minute or two and just let your mind be easy.
If you enjoyed this meditation, please visit our website, dawnmountain.org, to subscribe to this course and find other great Dharma offerings. May all beings always have happiness and its causes. May all beings always be free of pain and its causes.